Are you going to get excited, Jill?
Nick, I might get excited.
Hello, hello, and welcome. I'm Nick.
I'm Jill.
And welcome to Lico Studios Podcast, freeware game review number 86. Merry yo! Podcast for March 25th, 2012. Mario, let's do this. So Jill, you've played Mario games before, right?
Yes, I have.
Have you played Portal?
No, I haven't.
Okay, well, that's a problem that we got to fix on its own. But now you've been initiated because we played Mario.
Yeah.
Possibly Mary Zero, if you, it's typed out with a zero instead of the O, so.
Yeah.
I believe that's what they're kind of going for.
And there's no Mary O, because there's no O in the end, because it's got the zero.
Yeah, so it's Mary Zero.
Zero. I like Mary, oh, better.
What about Mary Naught?
Because then Mary we can. Mary Nil.
Ooh, Mary Nil is kind of cool.
Mary Nil.
All right, so we're talking about Mary Nil. released by stabyourself.net, like, 2 weeks ago? I was just looking at a calendar. I can tell you when it comes out. 3 weeks ago.
Okay. Very cool. Yeah, I left my phone upstairs. So
this game came out like 3 weeks ago, and we're just getting to it now because...
life happens.
Yeah. Like, the biggest thing is, in very short order, I came back from the Naricon and then was back up there and then got a job offer and then interview and then accepted into that job, and I'm going to go start it next week?
Monday.
This Monday. Coming up. So the day after this goes up, I will be in Albany for a month working 40 hours a week, and that's something I haven't done before, and I don't know what to do about it. Hopefully I won't get burned out. That's basically my biggest and only fear right now. Should be all right, though.
He could do it. He's a big guy. He got it. He's a champ.
So that's why we've been a little light on content lately. I've only just gotten caught up. Not even caught up, but I've brought Aloof to a place where I can sort of stop it for a while until I'm settled with whatever's going on. Not Aloof. I need to transfer some fonts, but then I can do that as the spirit takes me. And here's a podcast. I like doing podcasts.
We like doing podcasts.
We should figure out how to do more podcasts.
I'm averaging one a month now. This will make me a monthly podcaster now.
That's not bad.
No.
I hope we can get out more than one podcast a month.
No, but with you and me?
Unless we start doing it like if we get three hosts and we do three segments, then we can do one triple long episode per month and then take a week off.
Ooh.
Like firefighters. That's not how firefighters work.
No, that's not how firefighters work. Okay. But, you know, we could pretend. We could make that
No,
up.
And then the fourth week, I'll start my Science Corner podcast.
Ooh.
I'll tell you about that later.
I like that idea.
So, Mario.
Spring break!
Mary Nil.
I'm sorry.
Spring break.
I finally learned what that...
What this is about?
Yeah.
You didn't know.
No.
There's a hand gesture going on here. I'm not going to relate it to you, audience, for your virgin ears.
Any young gentlemen who have watched any young ladies do the spring break will know instantly what that hand gesture is. I, being a young lady, never knew because yeah.
Spring break? Question mark?
Yeah, I don't watch other young ladies do spring break.
Oh.
So a young man told me to do that, and I thought it was funny, and I just learned now 2 years later what it means. And
oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no. See, I usually do it like up on my face, and I go, spring break! And it really confuses people, especially when you do it in like June.
It took a very embarrassed Jason to tell me what it was.
Oh, gosh.
He looked at me and turned very red, and he was like, as honored as I would be to have that happen, Jill, I feel that you were unaware of what you were doing. And I was like, RJ! And he felt the fear in his soul, and he called me.
Yeah.
He was like, I feel like I should be afraid right now. And I was like, I'm going to hurt you next time I see you.
Good.
But back to Mario and being in pain.
So we're actually... Mario. Marinil is a journey of the soul, and the doorways that we create for ourselves through life's obstacles.
With lack of double jump.
And the ways in which certain people will find the same obstacles less obfuscating because they are better equipped with their life experiences and a portal gun.
Hey, Nick, I don't want to jump through this portal. But Jill, if you just aim the gun. No, Nick, I don't want to jump through it. But Jill, if you just. No, Nick, I don't want to do it that way. But Jill, we could. No, Nick, I don't want to do it.
Why not? But we could just.
No, Nick, I want to do it the hard way. But Jill, we could just be done. No, Nick.
Jill,
I'm just finishing the level.
There's two of us.
We don't need the box. Just stand on the button and I'll finish the level.
Okay, so. Stabyourself.net. I'm pretty sure it's like just a dude. But what's been done here is they rebuilt Super Mario Brothers, you know, the classic NES game. But now Mario has a portal gun, and so all of the portal physics begin to work. So, for example, you shoot a portal on a ground, you shoot a portal on a wall, a Goomba will walk over the one on the ground and fall out of the one on the wall. You stick two on the ground, they'll sort of bounce up and down in the midst. Portal happens.
Yes.
The video game portal happens inside of the video game Mario.
But you can also reverse that. You can do Mario happening inside of Portal, because you can play Portal with the Mario characters.
Yeah, that's kind of like... Okay, so this was a project, I guess you probably don't know about this, but like this has actually kind of been in the works for a long time now. Like, I think the guy made, like, a tech demo of it a long time ago, and everybody just lost their shit. Because everybody loves Mario, and everybody loves Portal, and everybody loves losing their shit. So, they saw that, and they flipped out. And that might have been going back, like, a year at least, more than that. But this guy finally has released the whole thing. But what he did was, he rebuilt all of Super Mario Brothers. So, you can play through the entire Super Mario Brothers, but with Mario with a portal gun. But then what he's also done is he's released the level editor and included an extra set of levels that are portal themed, but they're 2D and you're playing as Mario and you go through them. And those are pretty good.
Yeah, they are. They were pretty fun.
Yeah, so like we just spent a couple hours playing it.
Easily.
And like we looked at like the Mario Brothers version and then we're like, whatever, and then started playing the portal version and having a grand old time.
2.5 hours later, we were like, oh man.
Yeah. Oh. So, okay.
Except for jumpy crap.
So one of the other things that they've done is it now has simultaneous multiplayer, like most of the new Mario games do, like Super Mario Brothers X had, because simultaneous Mario is fun.
That's awesome.
I
just wish I could punch.
I wish that like I could use the portal gun to knock away blocks. I feel like that would be a lot more useful in a way.
But you know what? I kind of like the way the portal gun is used. Keep it simple.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's like the big thing about it. It's like for the levels that are built like as actual puzzles and stuff going on, like those are really fun. And the infinite time they give you there is so nice.
Yeah, if you had to do that in a time frame, we would have been dead when you can't jump.
Yeah, no, we would have, like, that would have been ruinous.
I broke the game like three so times.
I think the game sort of broke out from under you. Like I think the version we were playing was the one that I downloaded like the moment I heard it was done and came out, because I downloaded that sitting at the table at Genericon, and so I guess that was probably like 1.something. I just checked the website; they're up to version 1.6.
So
probably a lot of people were like, "Hey, shit's broken," and he's fixed a couple things since then. So may want to download the new version and go try again.
We could do that.
We could do that.
Maybe my character will jump on blue goop.
Yeah.
Be super useful.
So simultaneous multiplayer, customizable colors and hats.
Which is something I want to hit on.
Per player.
Yeah.
The multiplayer is up to 4 players, and there's a whole bunch of cheats that you unlock by beating the original level pack. Have not looked into that, and level editor. And that's kind of what this game has to offer. On top of all of the emergent stuff of using a portal gun in Mario.
Yeah.
Your thoughts, Jill?
I think my favorite thing is I always like when you can, like, customize your character.
Me too.
But I really like the portal, how you could change the colors of the portal gun.
Mm.
Because that made it super easy for me that I could make it the colors I wanted.
Yeah.
Because I knew red was one, green was the other. So one was start, one was stop.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, we goofed a little because we both had a green portal.
Yeah, that was kind of stupid on our parts, but we made it work.
Yeah.
Because you had, like, blue and green, and I had red and green. So yeah. We both knew we had one the same, but we had one different, too.
Well, like that seems a little weird because originally, the reason that they chose the colors in Portal mm-hmm. was because it's a color blindness thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, blue and orange, like, nobody is blue-orange colorblind. So no matter who plays, they would be able to tell them apart.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing this solution, just pick whatever colors you want, not that big a deal. If you're confused, you could just make
change
it work.
Change it what you want, yeah.
Yeah. Especially because, like, in the levels where we were playing the portal and solving puzzles, like, there was no point when we were not conversing and being sure of whose portals were which.
Yeah.
So, like maybe if you're in a 3D space and you're not actually, like, talking to the other person, maybe that's a problem, but mm-hmm. that's not an issue here.
Mm-hmm.
I
also really like that I could have, like, any hat I wanted. I could make my skin color any color I wanted. I could... Basically, I was a little Mexican man, and I thought that was adorable.
It was. I got the Shy Guy mask.
Yeah, you did.
Love it.
That was a cool character.
It's like Tenchu Z taught.
Mm-hmm.
Change of clothing for a change of pace.
Mm-hmm.
I remember... I don't think we ever talked about Mr. Blocko. Yeah, Mr. Blocko Super Tournament Edition is another game that allows you to put hats on your characters.
Mm-hmm.
And your characters are just like little different colored squares,
mm-hmm.
but you can put hats on them.
And it makes a difference.
It's so good. Oh, and the filters. This game also has a series of filters.
Oh, the shades.
Which are like purely aesthetic things,
mm-hmm.
but I cannot get over the fact that, and so like the things like, you know, like, yeah, great, grayscale, scan lines, like super contrast, whatever. The HD one, which is like blow out all the lighting and make it brown so it looks like all the new video games. But then there's the one that is just the CRT bend, where, like, the edges of the screen get pulled in like an old CRT TV. I love that one. It makes me super nostalgic.
Mm-hmm.
Especially because I just bought an arcade machine yesterday. Ah!
Which I want to see more of, by the way.
Ah! It's out in the garage. We got it to work.
Yeah?
I mean, it was working already, but we fixed the V-scroll on the monitor. Now mm-hmm. the biggest problem is that the buttons are all kind of dusty and not reliably hit.
So you just got to work on it.
Yeah, I think we already have replacement buttons from when we built the first arcade cabinet, so we just got to work on that a bit.
Very cool.
Ninja Gaiden. Woo! Technique number 4, run up a wall and jump behind your enemy.
Nice.
Yeah. Learn how to be a ninja. Oh.
What else did I really like in Marinil? What didn't I so much care for? I didn't care for the not being able to jump. Because that made it really hard.
Yeah.
But like you said, that probably is going to get patched.
Yeah, like we should check it afterwards. I am, because that's, like, you can just tell that something about the character detection is off because he is standing inside the floor tiles.
Mm-hmm.
Plus that time when you tried to put down a box and the game crashed.
Yeah.
And it told us it crashed. And looking at the error message it spit out, it did not like the fact that you had pushed the button.
Mm-hmm.
Like.
It didn't like me.
That's a weird reason to crash. Not like, you know, try to put it into the wrong place or, like, try to step out of the get boundaries of the game. No, you pushed a button and that made it disappear.
Yeah.
It just made it go, I can't, I don't know, buttons.
What are buttons? What are boxes? Boxes are bad.
The boxes are cool. You can pick up boxes. I wonder if they put some, if, like, you can, the same way that you pick up boxes, if you can pick up, like, Koopa shells instead of just kicking them.
I'm sure you can.
That would be neat. Yeah, like, I don't know. Like, this game is really fun. It's really fun to play multiplayer, solve the puzzles, you know.
I wouldn't want to play it by myself, though.
I could kind of play it by myself.
I wouldn't play it by myself.
No. Okay, well, okay. For one, having if we had all four players, pretty much all of the puzzles would be just broken.
Yeah.
Because it's like, all right, you need two boxes because there's three buttons and you. It's like, no, there's four of us, so three of us are going to stand on a button, the last guy's going to go through, and that's it.
Yeah.
Which is hilarious.
Yeah.
And I would like to see how much more broken it is if we get more players, mm-hmm. but even just between the two of us, a lot of the puzzles are just like, well, instead of getting that box, how about you stand there and I'll go over there?
Mm-hmm.
Which is pretty great.
Jill, stand there. Point your gun up towards the ceiling. Okay, now I'm just going to jump through the portal. I'm done.
Yep. Although, also, now that we're a couple of weeks out, I'm curious. I'd be curious to see if...
He changed some stuff.
Well, no. It's if there's, like, a community. Because so many people who like the idea behind this, I'm sure, you know, everybody jumped on it. So if there are if there's enough people out there looking at it, and that means probably a couple people made some good map packs.
Probably.
Like, even Stealth Bastard, when me and Ryan talked about that game. We talked about that... like barely a week after it came out, and there were already some pretty nice levels up on the community. So imagine that, like, like level editor, a community who is going to go ape shit about a game like this because it's two things they already love together. I hope there's going to be a lot of level packs because I got too many games to play. I can't make levels for something. Also, I don't know, like the Mario-ness of this, I don't care for.
Yeah, it's the jump isn't quite there. There's some things that are a little
off. There's a little things. Little things are off about the physics. Like, one point, I landed a little too sideways on a Goomba, and I died
wrong.
When, any other Mario or Mario clone, that probably would work. Well,
yeah.
Except the bad ones.
But
any good Mario clone, that's the kind of thing that would work.
But, I mean, that's the difference. This isn't a, quote-unquote, real Mario game. He did it himself. Like...
Yeah.
So...
I'm thinking back to like Super Mario Brothers X, that Mario crossover where you could play like as Mega Man or Samus inside of Mario. Like when you were playing the Mario bit of that, it felt like Mario ass Mario. Mm. So it can be done. It takes a little study, and like yeah, okay. As somebody who makes games, it's also because I've had to rebuild Mario physics at one point in my game design career, and like if you're doing it right. You sit down, you test things, and then you play test your own game, and you say, like, well, what's supposed to happen here? And then you, like, because there's a lot of things that you can't, or that are, like, you know, it's hard to just sit down and think, like, what's everything that could happen? But if you're playing, if you get enough play testers and all this, you kind of go, like, well, okay, here's a part we didn't think about. Let's go compare or do whatever.
Yeah.
And because he's trying to rebuild Mario. So
there
is a source that we can point at and say, no, you did this wrong because you were just trying to do this, and you did something that was not that. But he did enough. Like maybe some of that is because there was some collision issues, but if he managed to fix those, do that better in a later patch, then that's not that big of a complaint.
I mean, like, if you called me up tomorrow and were like, hey Jill, want to come over and play Mario? I'd be like, yeah, Nick, I'll be right over. But for me to download it on my computer, I'd be like, eh.
Yeah. Okay, but like...
But I also don't really play computer games. I'm not really a computer game.
Unless you're over with us and we're playing Cortex Command or something.
And then, like, even Spiral Knights. Like, I played it for a while. I really like it.
I really like
it. But
Spiral
I won't play it on my own.
They're doing so much stuff in Spiral Knights.
And I have, like, 13,000 credits or some stuff like
that.
Yeah,
you do.
Like, I have a ridiculous amount of credits still.
Oh, you do.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I know I bought some of that, and I never put my Tails on anything.
Yeah.
Oh, and I was, like, just about ready to get the Angelic Helm.
Yeah.
Oh no, Jill.
Spiral Knights.
Yeah, it's really Spiral Knights.
And even, like, Minecraft. Like, when we're all in a Minecraft thing, I'll do that. I'll play Minecraft, but
I should show you. I've got a map renderer, and I made a big picture of, like, a top-down view of our map.
Nice.
It looks crazy.
Yeah.
Have you seen, like, the new updates that they've done for Minecraft?
No.
There's, like, cats now? And jungle biomes and...
Nick, the last time I played Minecraft was, like, before Jesse went up to Plattsburgh.
Wow.
Yeah.
We should play some Minecraft, too.
We could. I don't go on the surface, so, like...
The server hasn't been up for a while. Like, now that I just got back, I put it up for, like, a night. Minecraft is really good.
Yeah.
Like, I've put so much time into Minecraft lately. Okay, but Mario.
Mario, yeah.
I was going to say, like even though, like, a lot of, like, the physics seem off in little ways, but a lot of little ways, and some parts are just plain old broken. Like, I stepped through a block accidentally at one point. That was just weird.
Yeah.
But just, like, if you're not playing the portal levels, if you're playing the original Mario levels, I don't... I think it's really just people going, like, oh, hey, that's two things I love. That's a crazy thing to do. But it's kind of the same problem I have with, like, high concept art. Like, the idea of it is more important than the execution of it. Because, like I don't know, maybe it's just me, but, like, when I sit down and try to play those regular Mario levels, even with the portal gun, I usually just ignore the fact that there's a portal gun. Like, there's not many places where that makes it better. And maybe there's some places where you could do interesting things, but at the same time, because they left in the time limit, it doesn't, it kind of, you know, you don't get a chance to really play around with it, and it's sort of like, eh. I mean, there's a lot of emergent gameplay, we call it. That's things that, you know, you don't really plan for. It's just like, well, here's your mechanics. What can you do with them? And then players figure it out. Like the part in that trailer video where he sticks a portal under the Lucky Two, so he throws a spiny and it goes right back up and hits him. That's hilarious. That's great. That's not actually like an efficient way to play Mario.
Especially since you only get 3 lives, and once you die, you have to start all the way over again. Yeah. There is no save point where you can pick it back up.
I do like the suspend, though, that at any, like, you can go to the pause menu, hit suspend, it'll quit you out of the game, but then you can pick, it's a one-time load, pick up from right there. That's actually pretty nice.
Mm-hmm.
And especially it was useful because that'll also restart the level, and we had gotten stuck on a level, so.
Yeah, because I can't jump.
Because, and also there were, yeah, because that part was broken, because the player two would not react right with some of the elements. But yeah, like, he even went in with the portal and he put the different, like, goo materials on it. He put, like, there's portable and unportable blocks, and
yeah,
and all the doors and the, like, the barriers that when you walk through them, it disintegrates items and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, all that stuff is in there, and
it works good.
Like, it's all of the portal mechanics, and the only difference is that now it's 2D, but people have done a lot of 2D portal games. Like, there was one somebody did that was entirely in ASCII, that one was 2D. There's been a number of Flash games that have done it that were all in 2D. But that's, like, there's almost enough of those that I'm kind of curious, like being Mario doesn't actually bring anything new to it. Like, Mario, like, that's the problem with Mario. It's like, it is so old, it is so original and old school. It is, like, the baseline platformer. Like, so, like, by being Mario, you're just sort of, at this point, you're kind of just defining those, like, baseline physics.
Mm-hmm.
You're also kind of defining that you can kill enemies by jumping on their heads, but it's not like, you know, if it was something like Super Meat Boy or Action Fist or anything like that, it's like, okay, well, now you're adding, like, you know, wall jumping or things like that. Like if, I'd be more excited if you told me Portal and, what the hell is that other one? Mirror's Edge, that was all about free running and added a lot of things about maneuverability. Because I bet you could find an interesting way that to make those new elements come off of each other.
Yeah.
But Mario, like, Mario's just baseline. Like, at this point, there kind of are no interesting elements. Like, they're all, like, some would say, like, those are, like, the perfect balance of elements. You can argue with that, depending on whether you like that. Like, I think Dust Force, I like the feel of that. Like, Dust Force and Super Meat Boy and with all the wall running kind of stuff, I always like that more in my platformer games. Double Jump. Mario has no Double Jump.
Double Jump.
It should.
I need Double Jump.
But, like, a Double Jump in a Portal game would be crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, especially, like, a 2D, like, that would be great. But just, like, being, like, baseline Mario and adding Portal, you're adding something interesting to Mario that doesn't really help. Because the original Mario didn't have any puzzles. So you start making puzzles. All right. And that's really why you should play this. Like, you should play. But then all you've really done is made, like, you know, a 2D portal game. So whatever. But then you add into the 4-player multiplayer, and he's added, he's done a nice job of adding all these peripheral things. So, like, you know, the bullet time mode and the 4-player simultaneous and all of the hats. I love that. I wish we could make that part of, like, the baseline Mario game. And all that being said, at its base, it is a Mario game plus Portal mechanics. So these are two things that are good together. It's just like, that's the thing. Like, he's trying to pull one and he's trying to pull the other, but nothing is really coming of this game that makes it a new thing. It's like, it's not exactly like trying to mix oil and water, but, like, you know, you mix these two things and you can still really see, like, the line between. You're like, oh yeah, okay, this is where this part is, this is where this part is. But they don't really mix well enough to do anything interesting about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yeah, they're in the same container, but they're not a new substance.
I really think the two would have mixed better if there wasn't the time frame in the Mario game. Because then you would have the liberty to use the portal guns in a fun way with the Mario mechanics.
And yeah, I would love to just mess around with it and just be like, all right, put Goombas into loops. Collect all of the Goombas into this one thing without killing them.
Yeah, but because there's the time frame, you don't have the time or the liberty to play with the portal guns, it's like run through the level as fast as you can because you only have 400, which aren't even 400 real seconds,
that they are
get
like
to the end of the level.
A unit of time, which is not a second, is usually called a tick. Like if you
but
ever
it's faster than a tick.
Well, no, because that's the thing. Like in if you're playing like Street Fighter 4, mm-hmm. If you ever notice, each tick of the clock is about 3 seconds. So this one might be the opposite. I think it's like 3 ticks to a second in this game.
Yeah, that would sound about right.
So you get ticks.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you didn't even have time to turn around, and by the time you had shot 2 portals, like, in a creative manner to mess with Goombas, you had wasted, like, 50 ticks or whatever
yeah.
it was.
And that's, like, the thing, like, because a lot of the bonus stuff you need to beat the original level pack to unlock and start playing around with. But that's the thing. Like, we were like, all right, let's take a couple of shots, see, you know, how far we can get, if we can actually do that. You play it like Mario.
Mm-hmm. Like, run, jump.
Yeah, you run, you jump. Like there's like a solved version of Mario, and I don't think having the portals will really help you do much to do that. I would not be surprised if like one of the first like community level packs was the Super Mario pack, but resaved so that every level had infinite time on it. I would not be surprised if that was a thing mm-hmm. already.
Which would be nice.
It would be super nice.
That I'd be pro.
Yeah. We can do it ourselves if we want. It takes the work to go in, turn the time off, and resave each level. Because he's done every level from Mario. So what is that? 8 worlds with like four levels apiece?
Yeah.
So 16? No, more than that. Double that.
8 times 4 is 32.
I can't do math in my head.
I can tell.
I tried to do, what was it earlier, like 18 into 90?
Ew. I'm going to bed now.
All right.
Right here in this chair. Good night, crew.
Good night, Jill.
You go find that cat. Meow.
But yeah, this game is fun.
It is fun.
It is. He mixed two things. Even if that is a failure, I am a fan of that. Because I'm still kind of convinced that in a way that is the definition of creativity, is combining things that have never been combined before.
He mixed 3 things.
What was the third thing?
There's Minecraft in there somewhere. We just didn't find it yet.
One of the unlockables is some sort of Minecraft mode, which is kind of just a limited level editor mode, which is a crazy thing. No, it's not a crazy thing.
No, Minecraft. It's clearly got Minecraft blocks.
No, it's got the thing
on the bottom.
But like, when in a way, if you think about it, like, all Minecraft like
is editing, yeah.
Minecraft is kind of like, I use Minecraft as a word level editor.
But I mean, it looks like you're mining block. It looks like you pick up items and then you put them down. Because
yeah.
From what it looked like, is he had a limited amount of what he had picked up to replace.
No, yeah, like that is the part that makes it Minecraft. Like there's a level editor, and then there is a Minecraft mode, which is a level editor, but you have to take the blocks from elsewhere before you can put them somewhere.
So
it is a molding mode.
He is.
You get no more clay, but you can reshape it however you want. And also bullet time mode, so that's
4 things.
Max Payne, I believe, is the progenitor of the bullet time.
Yeah. Or Bayonetta, because, you know, he does the slow motion thing.
But Bayonetta came way later.
But Bayonetta's what I know it for.
Bayonetta's pretty good.
Yeah.
That was the witch time, Jill.
Whatever, it's time.
And then you do like a backwards cartwheel, and then you turn into a panther.
And then you
shoot. That game was great.
And then you go back and you shoot bullets from your feet while doing a split, and you end in a sexy pose.
And bazooka tonfas and giant feet to kick your enemies.
And this hair thing that just is like a monster that goes nah, 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 nah.
And then you're driving a motorcycle up a missile, and then there's a part that's a shump.
And then you're a librarian with glasses. Like, what is more sexy than that?
I'll get back to you on that.
Okay.
My
holding
research has said 2 librarians with glasses. 2 librarians fighting over the same pair of glasses.
I was gonna say I raise you, but I don't know if I can beat that now. I hold my cards, and I'll get back to you.
Okay.
Let's go around the table.
We'll come back to this on a later episode.
Yes. I will ponder this further.
Okay. Yeah, no, this is a game. Like, I'm probably going to go back and play through the main, because I do want to see what those extras are. Okay. And if the the updates do fix collision and make multiplayer and puzzle solving more viable and less broken,
we'll go through it again.
I'm willing to go through the entire thing again and get through that, and then look for more things. Because like solving puzzles alone, I'm great with. Mm-hmm. Just playing this together, this seems really great. Although it's one of the unlockables is player collision. Like right now, you VoIP through players instead of bumping into them. I've played New Super Mario Brothers. Mario bumper cars is crazy. It's like the best and worst thing at the same time. My God. So, yeah.
Yeah.
People.
Play it. My vote would be play it.
If you play this, you will get some enjoyment out of it.
I mean.
I'm of the opinion that like the fact that the fact that somebody thought about this and made the tech demo was probably a good idea. Bringing it to such fruition, he put a bunch of extras on into it, which is like, okay, well, you know, you're shining dirt, so how great are you going to get? Not dirt, it's better than that, but that's, you know, it's like you know you're adding auxiliary things. You're not making the core of it any better. Like a lot of video games that are terrible, and it's like. Honestly, there's like this is not a must-play game, but you know, if you're into either one of these things or you like interesting things, this thing is shows something interesting.
It's something simple enough to enjoy, or if you really want to get into it, you can make it more complex for yourself.
It has a level editor.
You can really get into it if you want, or you can just enjoy it on the surface.
It has 4-player co-op.
Yeah.
Okay, that's reason to play it. Now you've convinced me, Joe.
Like. Hell, I had a great time playing it tonight. If I want to, I can do it again. I'm not going to dive into it tonight because meh.
Yeah.
On the other hand, someone like you who really wants to have everything in it, you're going to go for it. And usually that's my role to collect everything.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
Because you only have to do one thing to get everything.
Yeah, but I mean, usually...
I would do that one thing.
That would be me.
It would be.
So this is the difference. The variety that this game can... appeal to.
Mm.
So I would say it's a good game for a variety of people, even though it's not the best game. Yeah. It's free.
It's
small to download, relatively speaking.
It's free.
And if you don't like it, you hit delete, it's gone.
Yeah. it lets you play dress up, and it has a level editor. Like
this is pretty good stuff.
I think through a judicious and careful use of portals, it may allow you to throw enemies at other enemies. And those are like the three tick boxes for every game I love. Which is why this is so weird, because like something about it is just like, no, this isn't something worthy of great praise.
It's the time clock, because we can't get it to the point where we can throw enemies at enemies. Because in Portal version, there is no enemies. But in Mario version, there's enemies. We just don't have time to line things up to have fun with it.
Yeah. Like there's got to be like, I'm going to say there's going to be like, three missing mechanics that really tie together all of the elements of one with the elements of the other and make something really super interesting. It does not have that. It has a lot of interesting things, but it is missing the thing that ties them together and makes it worthwhile to play. Like, it is worthwhile to play if you're looking for something fun and you like these things and you like 4-player co-op, but like, as a thought experiment, it is not good enough, I think.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. Okay. I mean, if you want something really challenging, this isn't it.
Yeah.
If you want something fun to play that you might have to think for a few seconds to figure out how exactly to beat the portal, or you might have to redo a level a couple times to beat it, yeah, it works.
Yeah.
Which, sometimes that's exactly the game you
want
to play.
Sometimes that's what you want. That's the game I usually want to play.
Yeah.
Is it bad that if I could have played the Portal 2 co-op by myself, I would have?
Yes.
Is that bad?
Yeah, because how am I going to beat it then?
That's true. I'm not saying I would not have played it with people, but that's the kind of thing that I do not feel like waiting for people to play.
I own Portal 2.
Why do you own Portal 2?
Because Jesse owns Portal.
Oh, okay. On the...
computer.
You know, that is one of the few games that people playing on the PS3 can play with people on the computer.
Maybe I own it on the PS3.
You're probably only on the computer. I'll just come up with that.
But I should ask Jesse where this is, and we should play this. I should play Portal.
Would you like to play some Portal?
I would like to play some Portal now.
All right.
I'm going to inquire about that when we are done.
Would you like... I'm still sitting on... We'll talk about this later.
Yeah, we'll talk about this later. Sorry, guys. Didn't mean to
Track. So, yeah. Mario.
Marino.
I will put it I will put I will put it where the sun don't shine.
I said Jill. It with a straight face.
Yeah, you did. You had such a you had a face on like, this is how you say it. Say it right. Say it right. Say it right.
I've said it 5 times. Just want to say I it is now a thing.
I mean, 2's coincidence, 3's a pattern, 4's a crowd, 5 get out of my house.
Bye.
See ya.
I'm like the cat now. I got 5.
Go. And then jump out a window. I will put links to this game in the show notes. Show notes can be found at alikustudios.net/podcast. While you're at Aliku Studios, we have webcomics. We have some game mods. We may end up putting up a level pack for this if it gets under our skin and we stick around with it for a while. We do videos and stuff. I will eventually edit and start posting those Chrono Cross Let's Plays, but... You know, Ryan's working all the time, and now I'm going to be working all the time, so we wouldn't be able to get any more after what we have already for a while. So whatever. But there's cool stuff up there. If you'd like to find us on the... If you'd like to find more episodes of the podcast, you can find them at the website. You can also find them on the iTunes Music Store and on the Zune Marketplace. If you'd like to go there, leave us reviews, leave us feedback. That would be great. Tell your friends about it, because we don't really do much in the way of advertising because we don't really have an income off the site, and that's cool. That's why we talk about free games, because we don't have money either. You can always send us feedback, podcast@alikustudios.net. And I wouldn't expect too much in the coming days. I do have an idea. I want to start like another side podcast feed. It'll probably go right in the main feed for now until I think of a good way to split it and have it all displayed. But considering I've built every part of the website from the ground up, if I want to actually split it, that's like triple the work for me. But maybe I can find a way to put that out, even if we can't get full-fledged episodes out. Did I forget anything, Joe?
I don't think so. I think you've covered everything in that very well said statement.
You're wrong.
I'm wrong. I'm always wrong. Damn it.
You can also find us on Facebook, facebook.com/EliteKoo.
What about Twitter?
And on Twitter. That's a big one. You can always contact us and get updates on what kind of content's going up. We always put messages. Sometimes we just make up bullshit stories about time travel. And those will end up on the Twitter account, @EliteKoo. You can also find personal accounts. I'm @MasterElcom. You're @MixedBerry.
MixedBerry.
MixedBerry.
Because I'm a bunch of mixed berries. You never know what you get.
Life is like a mixed berries.
Brian made my account, not me.
A mixed berry?
No, I'm mixed berries.
Yeah.
Because you never know what you're going to get. And you'll notice my picture is I am boss.
I do like the picture you got going
and
on.
I am Toru from Fruits Baskets.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because I am Mitoru.
Was that the one where you hug people and they change gender?
Yep.
Okay.
I don't know why.
Anime!
Brian was like, Jill, you got to have a Twitter account because you're joining the 21st century. And I was like, why? He goes, don't worry about it. And I was like, if you can make it ballin' enough where I'll care about it, I'll do it.
And you took Fruits Basket as being ballin' enough.
No. Do you get the irony?
No.
Okay. She is the wimpiest girl in the world. And he put, I am boss on her shirt. She can't do anything right, ever.
Jill,
hate her.
Jill, I've had it up to here with your anime bullshit.
Yes! Victory for the people. Can we go get the big truck?
Let's go get... I got 8 wheels.
8 wheels, and Ryan's going to show up with his Bishonen hair. Oh my god, I just said Bishonen. No, it's coming back to me, Nick.
This podcast is over. Jill!
Nick!
We need to record an outro!
An outro?
Yeah!
How do we do that?
We just did.